Axios, DHS releasing 87% of migrant families into U.S. by Neil Munro on March 23, 2021. Border agents are releasing almost 9 out of 10 migrants and families who arrive at the border, according to a report Tuesday in Axios.com. Axios reported. The data shows an average of just 13% of nearly 13,000 family members attempting to cross the U.S.-Mexico border were returned to Mexico between March 14 and March 21 using the public health order, which essentially says the U.S. can close the border to non-essential travel because of the coronavirus. The 87% is up from a 60% admit rate in February. The leak to Axios comes just 2 days after President Joe Biden's beleaguered Homeland Security chief repeatedly told journalists on the Sunday news shows the border is closed. Alejandro Mayorkas, the secretary of the Department of Homeland Security, told ABC News on March 21. The message is quite clear, do not come. The border is closed. The border is secure. We are expelling families. We are expelling single adults under the CDC's authority under Title 42 of the United States Code because we are in the midst of a pandemic, and that is a public health imperative. Mayorkas told NPR on March 22. Our message has been straightforward and simple, and it's true, the border is closed. The message is quite clear, do not come. We are expelling families. We are expelling single adults. Mayorkas told Fox News Sunday on March 21. Chris, we do expel families, the border is secure. The border is closed. We've been unequivocal in that and we are operationalizing our processes, executing our plans. We are a nation of laws, and we treat vulnerable children humanely. We can do it and we are doing it. Mayorkas told NBC on March 21. Chuck, our message has been straightforward and simple. And it's true. The border is closed. We are expelling families. We are expelling single adults. And we've made a decision that we will not expel young, vulnerable children. I think we are executing on our plans. And quite frankly, when we are finished doing so, the American public will look back on this and say we secured our border and we upheld our values and our principles as a nation. Axios leak may indicate growing opposition in the White House to Mayorkas' radical agenda of widening asylum and parole side doors into the United States. Mayorkas' easy migration agenda is widely shared by progressives, who repeatedly describe the United States as a nation of immigrants instead of a nation of Americans. Since President Donald Trump left office, Biden's officials are voluntarily restarting the federal policy of extraction migration that has pushed and pulled roughly 3.5 million migrants into the United States economy since 2010, despite federal laws setting immigration levels at roughly 1 million per year. The migrants arrive via the de facto obstacle course migration system for blue-collar migrants, a chaotic Hunger Games trail of loans, coyotes, cartels, rape, deserts, weather, border laws, barriers, rescuers, transport, judges, and cheap labor employers. DHS officials defend the policy of allowing migrants' families into the United States by saying Mexico does not have the capacity to accept many deported migrants. But Mayorkas and his allies have reduced pressure on Mexico to accept the family migrants, many of whom are following their spouse and fathers who earlier sneaked across the largely unmanned border. The Mayorkas welcome for migrant families is accompanied by an open-door policy for older teens people who claim the status of unaccompanied alien children. The number of so-called UACs in U.S. custody exceeds 15,000. The spike comes as Mayorkas allows job-seeking teenagers to be treated as children and has allowed illegal migrants living in the United States to pick up their foreign children once they have been relayed by coyotes and federal agents to government-run shelters around the United States. A record influx of almost 17,300 UACs will arrive during March, according to a report by The Washington Post. Mayorkas's acceptance of massive migration is also pulling border agents away from the task of intercepting illegal migrants who try to sneak across the border. Breitbart News reported March 13. A U.S. Border Patrol source reports the number of migrant gotaways tallied by the agency surpassed 118,000 for this fiscal year. In less than 6 months, the gotaway number is nearly double that for all of fiscal year 2020. Last year, 69,000 illegal immigrants managed to avoid apprehension by the Border Patrol. Sources report the sharpest increase began in January as President Joe Biden took office. The border is wide open, Senator Tom Cotton, RR, told Fox News on March 21.